2 Timothy 3, the Apostle Paul told us, "This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, homosexuals, lesbians, women killing their own children through abortion." Church is teaching things which will not bring repentance, but rather approval in their sins. Truth breakers of false accusers. Incontinent, they can't control themselves. Fierce, just getting out there and killing people. Despisers of those that are good. Traitors, heady, high-minded. Lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. Having a form of godliness, going to church, but denying the power thereof. And he tells us, from such, turn away. For of this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women, laden with sins, led away with divers lusts, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Now as Jannes and Jambres withstood Moses, so do these also resist the truth. Men of corrupt minds, reprobate concerning the faith. Verse 12, "Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them." It's the Holy Spirit who teaches us. "And that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus." All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, throughly furnished unto all good works. We have to fight to hold on to faith in the end times. We have to fight to hold on because discouragement. Devils are rampant because it says in Revelation 12:12 that they know their time is short, that they have to work on the earth. So they're even more fierce. I think every bit of what I see today represents what Paul said about things getting worse. We must cling to things that are good, things that make us laugh, things that make us happy, beautiful things, lovely things. And if there be any virtue or any praise, think on these things. You're not going to save the world. You're not going to save anybody through politics. That's not going to happen. The end of this world, Jesus is going to return and take the believers into heaven, to the new heaven, to the new earth, which is prepared for those who cling to faith and to that which is good. Don't be swept away by fighting evil. You pull up a weed and what happens? Another weed comes forth. Antichrist working in the churches used to discourage me so very much until God showed me this was ordained to happen in the last times. Just leave them alone. They can't be corrected. They're part of the apostasy of the end times. Walk away from them. Leave them alone. Live in peace. You can't live in peace if you stay among them. These are things God taught me. And He's especially taught me to build my life at this time in things that are joyful, in things that are beautiful, things that bring you peace. But you're not going to be able to correct them because Antichrist is already working very strongly in their lives. So just keep yourself in peace and in the truth of God. Thank you for allowing me to share with you today.